is that's going to help us determine the time frame by which or how much time the relocation committee has to find a new home, right?
Right.
And so, you know, is it, I don't think it's going to be the end of August. I don't think it's going to be, you know, but when is it if it's not the end of August, right? And so that's kind of the first order of business. And then the second thing is, you know, the composition of the relocation committee. So, and I basically sent an email to, I think it's, everyone on the LSB, maybe 10 or 15 minutes ago. Asking about, you know, why the PMB said that the, relocation committee has to basically be reconstituted. And so the reason why is because the PMB passed a motion. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. Passed a motion, back in the fall of 2022. So well before any of this conversation began, right? And the motion says, that, the only people who can be on local committees that deal with personnel and financial matters are the only people who can be voting members of those committees are, LSB delegates. And or in the case of, an LSB that has a non-delegate secretary or treasurer, those people could also be voting members, but that's because they're officers of the LSB, right? And again, the reason for that was basically that, meaning no disrespect whatsoever, but that the people who are delegates by virtue of coming to meetings month in and month out are attuned to, you know, the issues and challenges and problems faced by the station and or the foundation at large and are in a better position to vote on things, right? It doesn't mean that the relocation committee can't turn to someone who's an architect and ask them for advice about something. It doesn't mean that they can't turn to somebody who's a longtime programmer and ask about, does this work for studio space, right? But the people who vote have to be delegates. In that regard, it looks like what the PMB did was kick people off the committee, but really the point was back in the fall, the reason, the PMB voted on this motion was, you know, really because, there's this practice that, sometimes occurs and it's, you know, kind of called something like swarming, and it's a whole bunch of people, you know, presumably in one faction, all join a local station board committee for purposes of basically taking over the committee and sort of enforcing their will in that committee. And so a lot of times the way that, comes about is people from other stations. And so the PMB just said, you know, that's bad and this is not good governance. So let's put an end to it. And we passed that motion. And so it just so happens that the relocation committee, you know, and I apologize for, you know, not thinking of it, you know, months ago when the relocation committee was gearing up, to realize that we were, running afoul of that PMB motion, but we were. And so the point is the PMB passed a motion to say, here's how you need to reconstitute the relocation committee. And so, that's that. So, so that's the big news. And I need to say one more thing. If the PNB voted on something to do with the Festival Center lease, that vote happened in closed session. The reason that you hold closed sessions is because you're dealing with confidential matters. The vote is confidential. No one is supposed to know the vote. And the reason for that basically is so that people can, discuss and debate with some sense of, ability to speak freely in a confidential session, knowing that the things won't be revealed. And I don't know how it happened, but somebody breached the confidentiality. And I would absolutely positively appreciate everyone here's help in not passing along information that you don't know to be true because it happened in confidential session. And I can't even tell you whether what you all think is the vote was the vote or not, because to tell you one way or the other would be to be revealing information from a confidential executive session. And so please, folks, if you weren't there, don't repeat things you don't know to be true. So I really would appreciate everyone's cooperation there.
Thank you, Julie. That's important advice, and I appreciate that. I'll take that to heart. I do have one question about the second PNB motion. Does that mean that our and everyone else's finance committee, who has non-delegates on the committee, needs to be reconstituted as well?
Doesn't necessarily mean it needs to be reconstituted. It means those folks can't, the non-delegate folks can't vote on motions. And so, you know, so it really does, you know, and again, you know, I just went to the PFW Finance Committee meeting on Monday and, you know, did not compute. So, you know, I apologize. I work full time too. And sometimes I'm tired and, you know, don't bring my A ball game to Pacifica Governance.
Okay. Thank you. Ron, Vanessa, and Verna, this is the point where I remind people that delegates have first time 90 seconds, second time, and up to two 90-second speeches on any given issue. So, Ron, go.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank Vanessa and Julie for representing PFW in this very, very contentious, on this very contentious issue. I support the motions of the PNB because of one reason and one reason only. All of it's okay, but the one thing that the relocation has been fighting for is a place at the table for programmers, the community, the LSB, to have a voice in the future location of the station. This motion presents that opportunity. Yes, it will have to be reconstituted, but at least it'll be reconstituted through a vote by people on the LSB. Okay? So there will be LSB, which means community representation, at the table in deciding where this future home is going to be. And I think it's a tremendous opportunity. It's something that, you know, our community, the programmers, can rally around, and be supportive of, because now they are they've always been the stakeholders, but now we have a codified voice. Okay. It won't be left out. So I want to applaud Julie and Vanessa for helping the PNB come to this motion, to these motions. And I'm encouraging all of us to embrace this opportunity to get it right and to involve our listeners. We won't have no financial issues.
I'm sorry. I wasn't keeping it, but I think
okay,
we're
my
at
apologies.
Time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's our time, Chair?
90 seconds.
90. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. Vanessa, you're up.
So just a couple of things. Ron, I just wanted to say Donna also, you know, as a director, Sue often has to leave the meetings early because she has to be up at 5 a.m. And so she, you know, can't punish her body by staying up too late like the rest of us. I just want to say, in terms of the relocation committee, this was one of the most transparent processes ever. And so I guess I want to go to the point of Julie mentioning that the impetus for the motion, in terms of trying to have a process, where like a broad representation of people are included.
45 seconds.
The anti-swarming. There was no swarming. This process was opened up to every single LSB member who wanted to join. Those who joined, joined. It was opened up to programmers. Those who wanted to join, joined. There were other people who occasionally came and sat in on the meetings, Sabu, Minerva, others. Extremely transparent. So notwithstanding the desire to prevent swarming, there was no swarming on this relocation committee. We did everything by the book. Whatever we did, we brought it to the LSB. The LSB took it to the PNB, and the PNB generally supported what we wanted. That was transparent, by the bylaws, by the book. We did everything we were supposed to do.
Thank you. Verna.
Yes. Julie, I'm wondering if you can explain why the relocation committee has to be reconstituted, but yet you said the other committees that might also have individuals on there that are not part of the LSB and are voting won't have to also be reconstituted. Because otherwise, it seems as though the relocation committee is being singled out for punitive and retaliatory action. So I don't understand that. And number two, I hope that just as much passion and fervor and concern can be around the fact that other information that was supposed to be confidential by the PNB has leaked out, obviously, into the community, and individuals are being harmed by that information being leaked out, and it doesn't seem to be, any efforts to try and determine how it was leaked out. So I'm wondering if you could address those two concerns. Thank you.
Certainly. I'm sorry, someone else is making background noise.
I'll take care of it. Go ahead.
Thanks. So that's a good point, Verna. What I was trying to do was not spread more bad information by highlighting the other breach, right? So, but you're right. I'm sort of equally concerned about it. So I think here, I think the difference here really is, that in effect, and I don't, I'm just reminding myself that we're in open session still, right? So I'm choosing my words here carefully. That, because of the, I'll just say a bit of disagreement between WPFW management and some on the LSB, the reconstitution was, it's not about who was on the relocation committee so much as who was not on the relocation committee in terms of, wanting to make sure that there were, you know, technical representatives from the station, you know, who could really address, I know how to turn a radio on. I don't know how to run a radio station, right? And so we need people with, you know, technical competence to say whether, you know, particular space can be reconfigured, you know, to hold studios, for example. Can it be soundproof? That sort of thing. You know, so we need to make sure that the committee has those kind of folks on it, because what we don't want to do is wind up making a mistake that would, be costly down the road, because that's one of the things that, you know, Pacifica has wound up making some bad decisions over the years.
Julie, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but my question really is why does our relocation committee have to be reconstituted, whereas other committees that have the same makeup and with individuals on there that aren't on the LSB that are dealing with financial sensitive issues, they don't have to be reconstituted.
Mr. Chair, our colleague Verna is asking Julie to speculate on a situation for which...
That's not speculation. She said clearly that the other committees would not have to be reconstituted. Those individuals just would not have to, would not be able to vote.
Excuse
That's
me.
That's not speculation.
Excuse me. What I heard was that the other committees do not have to be reconstituted. The essential point is that non-delegates cannot vote.
Correct. That's what I heard as well. Maybe I'm wrong.
And that applies to all committees. So, our finance committee, for instance, could probably use more delegates on it who can vote, but the committee itself does not necessarily need to be reconstituted.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. And I answered, I mean, you know, Verna might disagree with my answer, but I did just answer the question.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll yield.
Vanessa.
I have a question for Julie, sort of along the same lines as Verna asked. Are the other, so now there's this requirement for the relocation committee, for there to be a vote. So is that requirement the same, for example, Kamau mentioned earlier, the finance committee, were they voted on?
So one of the things the PMB did, you know, and I mean, rightly or wrongly, there's a size to the committee. If more people want to join the committee than the size to the committee, then you have to have a vote to pick who's on the committee. And that's just, you know, that's just in our bylaws, right? That have, this is what we do that, you know, you know,
I guess what I'm asking it, well, there's nothing to my knowledge. You know, the bylaws better than I do about a relocation committee and its size. That was a decision.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And so that decision was just based on discussion and kind of coming to agreement on it. But in terms of the requirement for the election, why would the relocation committee be subject to an election requirement when other committees are not?
Because there's not a size limit on other committees. And again, you know, rightly or wrongly, it's what the PMB voted on, right? And so now it just is.
Let me follow up on that point. So does that mean that if we have fewer than 10 people who want to be on the committee, then that's that election process is not necessary? Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. It's only if you have, well, okay, so remember that 10 is inclusive of the ex officio people, right?
So seven other delegates.
Exactly. You don't need to vote if there are more, if there are seven or fewer. Okay. So in that sense, you know.
Okay. Anyone else have a question, a PNB question? If not, we will move on in the agenda. The next item is development. Thank you, Julie. Irene.
I'm here.
Go ahead. You got it.
I had almost fallen asleep there, but I'm here. development committee met. One of the things I want to point out is that the development committee requested to use the Zoom of the LSB committee to hold their meetings and was not provided the host key for that, for that Zoom. So we had to start a new Zoom committee for the development committee. So I'd like to get with Ellen as to changing the Zoom information on the website, because we cannot use the same Zoom as this meeting because we didn't have the host key. So we are changing the Zoom location for the development committee.
Okay. Let me ask, do you know if there's a time conflict, with the development committee and any other, regular meetings?
No, there was not.
I don't know why you couldn't use the same login then.
Well, because I don't have the host key.
Okay.
I don't have the password to be the host.
At this point, let me ask quickly, at this point, would it be easier for you to get that information than to change what's already posted?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Contact me later tonight or tomorrow. I'll give you that information. Okay.
All right. I promise I won't use it unless it's for development.
Okay.
We met on May 23rd, 2023. We started a little late because we were unable to locate the host key for the Zoom link. 11 people were in attendance, including 6 LSB members. We congratulated Arthur Holland to the fantastic job on the newsletter. It was a hot item and featured an interview with programmer Joni Eisenberg. If you didn't receive a copy, please contact info@wpfw.org. We discussed the 5K run and the development committee's support with the 5K run. At that point, we were still in need of some contact information for the run. We've since been provided that. Esther had offered to use the information email at WPFW, however, the outreach committee preferred to work on their own on that method of contact for the event. We will use a Google Voice number as a contact information for that event. We also discussed the need for new marketing materials for the station. I was provided a sample of this old card that was distributed a while ago and felt that there was a need to redesign the card because it was previously distributed because it had the pictures of folks that were no longer with the station and even deceased. So we're going to do a little new redesign on the card and reface it a little bit. There seems to be some urgency now for this card, but I don't think it's going to happen that soon because most of the printers I have been in contact with the last printer of the card, and he responded that he doesn't really create because my ask of him was how can we get rid of the pictures and replace them, et cetera, et cetera. And he was like, well, he doesn't really recreate. He may help me with the layout. But his role in this would only be to print.
Everybody mute, please. Everyone mute, please.
And that we would need to do a camera ready version of the card. And then he would be able to reprint it.
To ask you,
who is that?
Arthur Maniac.
Arthur.
Yesterday.
He's speaking.
Arthur McLeod.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a second. Wait a minute. Hang on.
Okay. Go ahead.
Maniac.
I got it. Go ahead, Irene.
With that said, there are a couple of things that the committee needs a little bit of support on. One is we need some support for the 5K run financially. There's a need for some upfront costs for this 5K run, including to cover the cost for the race director. This event is in September. We need about $600 for that. And we've gotten flyers ready. The flyers for this event are ready. And we'd like to ask the LSB to pony up some donations for this, and you can channel those funds toward Violetta or Martha Peterson for those events. And then, I will be coming back to, and I understand there was some discussion at the finance committee meeting about, the printing of materials so the chair will be contacting Jerry to follow up on, whether there are some funds available to assist with the major marketing materials for WPFW, such as the little cards to hand out and other little visual things that we can use at various events to pass out to make us more visible. And I believe that is the report of the ending of the report of the committee. Thank you.
Thanks, Irene. Questions, comments? Well, I guess you said it all.
All right, ma'am.
Okay.
Chair, may I speak, please?
Yes.
I just wanted to say good work. It's good work.
Good.
Mr. Chairman?
Who's that?
Thomas.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I want to submit a resolution.
Would that be under new business? Is it related to development?
We've had comments on it before. It's a police murders issue.
Okay, we'll do it under unfinished business.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. The program committee is next up.
Chair, I have one question for the development.
Sure.
Is there a way for the committee to submit their report in writing?
I thought that we submit these reports in writing to the secretary, and she attaches them to the minutes for the meeting.
Are you saying that you you would like to see them distributed before the meeting come out?
I was instructed when I started on this committee, on this board, mm-hmm. that we were to submit our reports ahead of the LSB meeting in order for the delegates to review.
That makes sense. Yeah, we have fallen out of standardization in that process, and we will review that and re-standardize the process for the next meeting.
Thank you.
Yep. Program committee.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. The program committee did meet in May. And seems like Zoom has a lot of issues because we also started late and didn't start until 7:30. But we did have a nice attendance, and the persons present was myself, Minerva Sanders, chair, Donna Grimes, co-chair, Irene Adams, Eric Rainey, Martha Peterson, Marcia Edwards, Sabu, Hakim, Bill Curtis, Vanessa, Gibson Briggs, Esther Rivera, and Thomas Blanton. The PD had asked to take part in the meeting, but she was not able to do so because she was at a doctor's appointment, and when it came time for her to speak, she was in with the doctor. But basically, the discussion centered around the LSB show, and Donna had shared that she had host of the show, but she would like for us to locate someone else to take over that chore. And we have done that. The next person that will host the show will be Irene Jefferson, and that'll be for the last Friday of this month. There will be a special executive session for the committee to go over the information for the show. Right now we are looking at asking Von Martin to come on the show to speak about his tenure here at WPFW and sharing his information. We will have Bill Curtis, who did a great job at the last LSB show, providing information about the LSB and what was taking place with upcoming events at the station. We will receive the assistance, and we're thankful that she's agreed to do it. Lana Elias has agreed to help us prepare this show and become, as I call it, a mentor, someone to help us to make sure that we will be in order going forward. We want to thank Donna for all of her work, because the shows, this is someone who had not beforehand gotten all of the assistance that she needed, but each time she was willing, and she did step up to make sure the show went off as best we could with our knowledge on how to get things done. I would like to also share that during the show, it was during the fund drive, and the LSB show did meet its obligation, which was $500. So they did get that amount donated. And so we were part of working to ensure that the station received some funding, some support from members of the LSB and their friends during that show. Let's see here. And let me just share that I do have this written up, and it will go to the secretary to go out to all the members of the LSB board. Normally, I do have the report together and sent out, but it just didn't happen this go around. Let's see here. We did have time to go over and do a tour of the location that is no longer available to us. We did have members that took part in the Gerald Horn activity at the Festival Center, which it was very well attended. And let's see here. We are continuing to work with the PD, as you heard her this evening, state that she would like to speak with us or be part of the meetings to talk about this program's Bill of Rights information. And also the public affairs director. The whole focus for the program committee is to ensure that we are working with station management, programmers, and members of the LSB board and public to ensure that we move forward with WPFW's mission to be the jazz and justice station for the community, and also working with existing committees like the Development and Outreach Committee and others as needed to do our part to continue to move forward the station as best we can. We did ask Thomas Blanton to come on, and he shared information about the upcoming Juneteenth activities, and excited to hear, we heard it from the PD and others, that this is a project that started out as just a whisper on the LSB, but it seems that the station and others have embraced it. And we do look forward to Juneteenth being a very successful event and helping to have the station be out in the community. And hopefully this will help us to bring more people to joining and becoming members and becoming active with the station. And that's mainly the report that I have.
Thank you, Minerva. I see Vanessa and then Eric.
Minerva, just curiosity question. I think you said that there's going to be an executive session to prepare for the next LSB show. So did I hear that correctly?
Yes, you did. And I'm calling it an executive session, but it's really the majority of the people that have been working to make sure the information for the show is pulled together. And one reason being that I understand the 7-day or 10-day notice for the community to be involved. But this portion of it, we don't have that type of a time frame. So we do have individuals who to provide support in pulling together the information needed for the committee and for that part of the programming committee. And normally it's those who are on the station along with Lona and anyone else that's going to help us get this show ready for the last Friday of the month. So even though I called it executive, I'm using that term because it's not going to be open to the world. Any members of the committee that would like to take part, it's going to go out to the entire committee. So if any members want to come and be part of it, fine. But normally we have the same people that show up each time. So we move forward with that.
Okay. Thank you, Minerva.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Eric.
Yeah. Minerva, thank you for your stewardship of this committee. You may have noticed over the course of this meeting, Maybe we haven't gotten to it yet, but it seems like we're really no closer to getting to an answer of what went wrong. I know some of my colleagues said it doesn't make any difference. We should look forward. I think it's extremely important. Are there any topics for the LSB show that you think are off limits? Or more specifically, are you opposed to the idea of actually having the ED come onto the station and address many of the concerns that have been raised this evening?
I think, well, first off, Eric, let me say the ED was one of the individuals that Donna had on the LSB show. And no, we would not be opposed to the ED if she has an interest in taking, you know, coming and being on the show to share what she can share about what's transpired. But, you know, we would have to reach out to her or see, you know, working with Julie or Jerry to see if she would be willing to do so. That is one part of the show that we're working on, and they call it the community comment, where, you know, we're going to be getting questions from the community about different things, but we understand some things we can answer, others we will have to let people know that we'll get back to them, or we would use the info info address that WPFW has for questions to go and get a response from wherever we need to glean it and then be able to report back out to the community. But no, I went around the bush to answer your question, but no, if the ED were willing to come on the show, we would love to have her.
Okay, because you may have noticed thank you. Thank you very much, Minerva.
All right.
Thank you. Sarah, and then Ron.
Hi, Minerva. This is Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for all the hard work. Listen, my passion about this GLTV issue is really deep. It's a series of different communities that don't have common interests, really. They're just lumped together by the general populace, but the reality is one day of the year, maybe 2 days of the year, we all come together under this umbrella called Pride. And it's a very, very important day. But after that day, many of us just of that that lumped in GBLT moniker go our separate ways. We have different interests. We have different drivers that we live our lives in different ways. So this one days are incredibly important to these various communities that come together that day. And for us, for a station that touts itself as being, you know, defenders of the underprivileged and blah, 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 it's a travesty not to take this on as a very important issue. I'm willing to join your team and shepherd this thing for at least next year if you would have me.
And we will have you. That's why I said earlier to you that if you would like to come join us, please do so. Because, you know, we want to be very inclusive and move forward. So I'll reach out to you. I have your email address and make sure that definitely that you get the invite for our meeting. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Minerva, may I add something quickly to what Sarah just said?
Wait, Eric.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. You asked me. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You haven't been recognized yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Mr. Chair, may I?
Yes, go ahead.
Take about 7 seconds. This is more of a clarification than a correction. There are actually two separate days. There's an event around Memorial Day weekend called Black Pride. That started 6 or 7 years ago because that black segment of the community felt alienated and disenfranchised by this quote unquote main group that gave the event this past weekend. So it's a twofold situation. There's an event. I'll leave it at that. I mean, and I would say they're equally important.
Okay. Well, again, I think that's information you can share with the program committee to, share the specifics for them to, consider in their planning for next year.
Duly noted.
Okay. Ron.
Okay. The, earlier this evening, we heard from, Ms. Cooper, and another, woman, who unfortunately lost one of their sons to police violence. And I would hope that as a program committee, that they would look into, developing, and sometimes we have to develop, programming, because it's not there. So, the violence against, against blacks is, well documented and unfortunately undercover. And there's so much of it. So I hope that that's a consideration for future programming. Once again, a consideration. Explore the issue and let's provide that voice to those folks that, that don't have it. And so that's it,
Mr. Chairman.
Hold on.
Sounds like you got a nice creative idea going on for the LSB show, which is important. I'm glad you guys made the, your quarter during the drive. That's a tremendous accomplishment. And, keep up the good work. And, that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Okay. I've got Donna with the end, and I'll come to you, Thomas.
Great. Thanks. I just want to say we have to balance whose responsibility it is to develop programming. I'm in total agreement with the suggestions made this evening about that the station needs to cover that. But the LSB show, we've been, had our hands smacked before about, delving into areas that, are rightly among the duties of the PD, and so she makes the decisions about programming, and we don't make those decisions. The LSB show is about the LSB, and so but I do take that, and I would take it as an advisement as a program committee issue for discussion. But we that's certainly those things would be made in consultation with management, with the PD for sure. Thanks.
Okay. Minerva, there's one more comment out there. Do you want to reply to Donna quickly?
No, I'll wait. We go ahead and take the other, and then I'll make a comment.
Okay, Thomas.
I'm a little bit confused, but I'm going to start this way. Let me read the draft resolution that I've drafted, and if it's out of order, do what you feel necessary. May I do that?
No, but I said we'll do that during unfinished business.
It's a follow-up to the comment that Mr. Pinchback just made, and
okay,
I started to put it under the program committee, but I had a sense that the program committee chairman was going to say that, so I drafted it in such a way that it crosses from the program committee to the program director.
If it's for the program committee, then it needs to go to the program committee. If it's for the board, we'll get to it in a few minutes.
Do what you will.
Okay.
You should have a copy of it by now. I sent it to you.
Okay. Okay, Minerva.
Okay, and I just want to share with everyone that in looking at the information as to what the program committee is supposed to do, it gives a lot of information, and that was shared with everyone on the committee. And and I don't know if I shared it with the members of the board, but I can do that. And, I hear what Donna has said, and I've heard what other persons have said. And basically we will work. It says we work with management and do things as a team. So, these things that have been brought up, This is not the first time Ms. Cooper and others, that was already sent over for the program committee to begin looking at it. We do know that there are shows that are on that could also deal with her issue and the other things that are going on. But basically, we want to allow people to understand that there are several different options in terms of some, they may be more comfortable with asking a question or sharing just a soundbite during an LSB show than reaching out to other people. So we want to be inclusive, and definitely we're not moving forward making any decisions without making sure that management and others understand where we're going. So I just want to share that. We're not trying to build our own little area, but we want to be sure that we're inclusive and working with everyone.
Thank you, Minerva.
Thank you.
And while you have the floor, I'm going to ask you to take over for 5 minutes as we go. The next item is a community outreach report. And so if you could host that, and I will be back in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
And Kamau's also a co-host. If you need any help, he's got your back.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so as Dennis has stated, the next is the community outreach report. So, Violetta.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We meet on the first Tuesday of each month. I do have a written report, and I will give it. But the problem is sometimes it's timing. Just like when we came for this report, it was a email, I think it was sent by Dennis saying, you know, it was, I read it as a cutoff. It may not have been, but it was before we were able to get it together. So we'll work with that timing, but I will send it afterwards. Our committee consists of, Marsha, Martha, Irene, Sabu, Minerva, Art, and Gloria. I don't think I'm leaving anyone out. Anyway, we met on June 6th, and the topics of discussion were as follows. We talked about the WPFW 5K run walk for total fitness. The date is of Saturday, September 9th at Bladensburg Waterfront Park from 7:30 to 12. That's when it's going to occur. And we were working with the development committee. No, the Irene's committee as far as with the flyer. And she just reported, I think, that most of that is taken care of. And we did talk about the subject of sponsorship. And, you know, runners or walkers to be asking the friends and families to sponsor them. That was brought up, and it was suggested that we wait until next year to implement this program because it's all, you know, it's already going underway. But we would like the LSB to contribute. You know, it would be, you know, we're suggesting that each LSB board member donate $25. To help us with those expenses. We also discussed Juneteenth, you know, which is confirmed from June 16th to the 19th. And Thomas, yeah, he was at our meeting, I believe. Yeah. And the way we look at it is that we'll be better prepared next year, but the WPFW was to do the PSAs, and people from the outreach committee will plug in where they can, as Thomas did send us, email us the places where the events will occur. So that goes, the next thing is the WPFW Blues Festival, and it's a confirmed date of Saturday, August 20th. Gloria is still in the process of getting the lineup of musicians, and it will be held at Lamont's in Pomunkey, Maryland. And we also discussed the WPFW Town Hall, and we had originally proposed the date of July of 2023. However, you know, we decided that we didn't we don't have enough time to prepare for July. And also there's a lot of conflicts going on. So we think it would be better if we hold it in the fall, possibly October. And by that time, you know, things have been settled down and we can truly present a united front to the community. And as far as the station, because the outreach committee does want to go out into the community and to attend different events. And Sabu and Irene talked about that flyer that needs updating. Sabu gave his report. I think we're talking about the same thing. So I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Irene said it was going to take a little time, and I think Sabu was a little bit further, but, and with talking with it. So we're working together and we're very glad to work together, but in the areas that it overlaps, there's no need for people to do double work. And, we just work together and try to get things taken care of. So that's the report.
Thank you. I'm back, Minerva, and I do have one question, Violetta, which is for board members to contribute to the 5K. Should people be, what are the directions for doing that?
Okay, I believe we're talking with Martha. It went through WPFW, but you have to annotate, you know, the 5K run. It wasn't, I don't think that we're doing it, separately. Martha, are you still on us?
Yeah. It would be follow the procedures for donating to WPFW and note that it was for the 5K.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. Make it out to WPFW and it goes straight to the 5K. Put 5K.
Well, make it out, but I'm saying if it's online, if it's not something to, so we would go to the WPFW donate website?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Eric.
Hi, thank you again for your service here. I just want to know quickly, what's become of the U Street Jam? I mean, something that the community used to always enjoy. Everybody had a ball. I mean, everybody who hated each other showed up and we were kind of friends after 10 minutes. And is that still on the front burner, on the back burner, or is it just in the broiler?
Well, it was attempted. Gloria had worked with trying to get it at another location, but it didn't pan out this year. I think it is. It's still on the burner, but it won't be this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Minerva?
Yeah. And Violetta, I just spoke with Gloria the other day and, I'm part of U Street and I was speaking to her about that. They're in the process of doing renovations at the Masonic Temple. And, so she is still looking to bring it to that location, understanding the issue about the parking, but it just seemed to be so centrally located that, and people know it. So she did say that, yeah, she's going to work on it. But as Violetta said, it may not happen this year, but it will be coming back.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else for community outreach? Okay. Next up, I believe, is evaluation committee.
Good evening.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay, so our committee over the last 2 or 3 months period has created a questionnaire for the general manager and the program director. And the programming director basically was the same questionnaire we used last year. We generated a more comprehensive one for the general manager. The committee sent those GM and PD evaluations out for 2 weeks to select a number of people. And at the end of that period, several of the qualified people protested they had missed the announcement. So we opened up an additional 3-day voting block so that people could actually get their information in. I was more concerned that we got more people or just as many people as we could. So we did get a statistically significant number of people to respond. It was brought to our attention that there were several considerations we needed because of personnel problems with one of our people we were looking at, and we addressed that very appropriately through consultations with the uplines, the Pacifica management. We got guidance for that. We're going to put this together. We've got a meeting tomorrow, which will basically be looking at compiling all this information, making sure all the identification sources are stripped off, and compiling it into different little, compiling it underneath the answers under the different questions so that we have a very logical product that people can look at, see the questions, see the diversity of answers, and get a conclusion of what the general consensus is. We're more interested in the actual pros than we are in the actual, you know, the way people answered just by looking at the qualifiers. And I might come under a lot of criticism for that. But I really believe that the pros is where we're really going to get the feeling of people that are the respondents. After we've put this together, I'll put it together. We'll put a top cover letter on it explaining the process for folks next year so they can see how we did it, where our strengths and weaknesses are. Then I'll take that and I'll turn that back around, send it to the committee members for vetting and adding and suggesting changes and anything necessary. Once we've compiled it and it's been vetted by the committee and the LSB chairs, we'll compile the product together and send it to the LSB chair for him to send to the executive director, under his signature. And so that'll be what we intend to, at that particular point, I'm going to look for guidance because I'm not quite sure how we did a lot of the things last year, but we do have three people on the committee who did everything that was necessary to do last year, and we could learn from them, and we have learned from them as we've gone along.
Okay, I see hands. I want to add one thing quickly. You mentioned that it was sent out to selected people, and I know there have been questions about who was selected. The criteria was pretty broad and basically the same as last year.